This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The wrong fuel caused an Alaska Division of Forestry plane to plummet into freezing water in Aniak back in May. That's according to a preliminary federal report. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has more.
Three firefighters and one pilot took off from the Aniak runway in May. They were heading to McGrath and then to Soldotna to start fighting fires. But they didn't make it. Instead, they landed in a pond right off the runway. All four survived. Three had injuries that required surgery, including the pilot, Mark Jordan. The culprit? The wrong fuel. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary report. The report says that a vendor tasked with filling up the plane was unclear about which kind of fuel to use for the type of airplane and filled it up with the wrong kind. Jordan says as he took off, he felt, quote, mechanical turbulence, and the aircraft struggled to climb up. Unable to maintain altitude, he aimed for the shallow pond, and that was the last thing he remembered. Five Aniak teenagers happened by and saw two of the firefighters struggle out of the plane. They helped rescue Jordan and the three passengers. The plane itself is totaled. Tim Mowry is the spokesperson for Alaska Division of Forestry.
With any accident or incident, you know, we conducted an after-action review of the incident to try to pull any lessons learned out of it that we could, you know, to see if there needs to be any policy changes or anything that we can do to make for a safer aviation program.
He says those changes will not be made until NTSB issues its final report roughly 6 months from now. Meanwhile, the pilot, Mark Jordan, is out for this fire season. The three other firefighters are also recovering. Mowry says only one of them, who's from Aniak, has recovered enough to go back to fighting fires. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Continuing in aviation, three regional airlines in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta bought some of Raven Air Group's planes during an auction earlier this month. One of the airlines says they're preparing to expand services in the region once the pandemic ends. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has more on Grant Aviation's post-pandemic plans.
Dan Kniezek says Grant is focusing on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta for now.
We do not have any plans of expanding into any other hubs like Uniclean, Nome, Kotzebue, or anything like that.
He's the vice president of operations at Grant. Kniezek says Raven Air Group's bankruptcy means regional airlines left in the area have to pick up the slack once the pandemic is over.
So what we ended up buying were basically all of the real estate that Raven owned in Bethel, with the exception of the former UDair hangar.
At an auction earlier this month, Grant bought 10 Cessna 28 Caravans and 5 Cessna 207 airplanes that Raven once owned. The coronavirus pandemic slashed the number of Grant passengers by 90%, which is Grant's main source of revenue. It's also Raven's main source of revenue. And so when Raven, who suffered similar passenger loss, declared bankruptcy and abruptly shut down in March, that left a big hole in mail and passenger service for the YK Delta communities. Three airlines took over Raven's mail and passenger routes in the region, including Grant, which helped alleviate some of the financial pinch. Grant's Kniezek says passenger service has slowly picked up since March, and they've added more flights for some communities.
Some of those flights have been filling up in the evening or whatnot, and so we've had to add a couple extra seconds. But by no means are we back to a normal schedule.
Meanwhile, Grant Aviation did apply for Federal CARES Act funding. That was enough to make up some revenue loss from the lack of passengers, and they were able to employ locals who lost their Raven jobs.
So by utilizing the extra mail we received from the Raven bankruptcy and the CARES funding, it did not fill the hole of the loss of passenger revenue, but it mitigated it enough that we were able to still ensure that we were able to get the mail, the medicines and everything, and fulfill the needs of our entire route structure.
Even so, the pandemic drags on with no end in sight. Kniezek says it's hard to predict how that will impact his business months from now, but he says he takes heart in the small number of cases in Alaska compared to the rest of the United States. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Next, in alcohol. The days of going to Philly's Pizza in Bethel and walking away with a case of beer and wine are gone. Philly's will continue selling beer and wine curbside and with home deliveries, but with tighter restrictions, as KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The governor first allowed restaurants to sell alcohol off-site in April when he closed indoor dining due to the COVID pandemic. Last week, the state Alcoholic Beverage Control Board voted to extend those alcohol regulations through November. Todd Perez is co-owner of Philly's Pizza.
The idea behind the governor's mandate was to give businesses a chance that were failing. We bought this business literally weeks before this whole thing went down, all the restrictions and the coronavirus. We lost a lot of money.
Some in Bethel criticized Philly's alcohol sales. Last month, the Bethel City Council voted to allow Philly's to continue selling beer and wine under the governor's mandate. Council member Mark Springer was the single dissenting vote, saying that the Bethel community voted to end package alcohol sales last year, and Philly's was acting like a package store. Perez co-owned a package store the vote shut down. He says people voted against hard liquor, which Philly's doesn't sell, adding in that same vote, the community chose to keep restaurant beer and wine sales opened. It's helped business. Under the state mandate, curbside alcohol sales do not require a food purchase, but Perez says that soon at Philly's, they will. As of last week, Philly's began stopping curbside sales at midnight. Customers who order alcohol curbside must also leave in a vehicle.
We didn't want any foot traffic is what we wanted to eliminate. I don't think it's a good image as far as the city is concerned.
Last week, Philly's also began limiting customers to one case of beer or six bottles of wine per order. Before, there were no limits. Perez says home delivery rarely meets this limit. The state requires home delivery orders to include food, and any alcohol must equal at least half the cost of the food order.
So unless you're having a party or something like that, you will never hit the alcohol restrictions on that for the governor's mandate.
Perez supports home alcohol delivery, saying people receiving beer and wine at home with a meal are not on the roads. Operating during this pandemic is tough, but Perez says Philly's has not laid anyone off and has even hired more employees. Home delivery is up and dining is about half what it was when they first opened. But it's steadily picking up, and Philly's is growing along with it. It's soon bringing out new menu items.
Beef brisket sandwiches and Philly cheese steaks and some new appetizers. You know, we're actually going to serve nachos in town, and they're not going to be with some pumped cheese sauce.
It'll start lunch deliveries this month, with alcohol sales not starting until 4 p.m. And it's planning specialty nights, like Mexican Mondays and family nights with live music.
Bethel needs new blood and new things in the town to make it more attractive and also to attract doctors, nurses, you know, police, where if there's other things to do in town, then you have that.
Philly's is also donating lunch and dinner every day to the Tundra Women's Coalition through the end of the year. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, Moose Hunting and Game Management Unit 18 will have a longer season this year. Hunting will begin on September 1st and end October 7th. That's a week longer than the season usually runs. The Federal Subsistence Board approved the change last week, both to provide additional subsistence hunting opportunity and to align with state regulations. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and comments to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.